Welcome to the Squire Mail Sack. Yeah.
Hey, sleepers. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Sleeper Wire Show.
Welcome, sleepers, to another Sleeper Wire Show. You can tell already, it's not Nick, it's not Steve, it's your favorite host,
Welcome,
Max.
Sleepers.
Hey, everyone, if you've been listening all season, you've heard my voice before. I'm Adam, the Grand Pooba here at Sleeper Wire, but I don't pooba alone. I've got producer Steve here with me, too. What's up, Steve?
Yo, I thought after making 6 of 8 playoffs and taking 5 of 5 championship games, I might get a week off from this stuff, but when the boss calls, you pick it up. So I'm here, Adam, to support you and be on the show, whatever this show is.
Well, this is our final show, because here we are again at the end of another season. I think maybe we're going to have to change our theme song, though, this year. We have some of the best calls, highlight clips, and some of you listeners actually are on this show. So sit back, enjoy the last show of 2017, and let's hear about some of our best moments.
Hello?
Well, my name is John Turner.
You're our Twitter guy.
Football games on Sundays. Zach Harris is going to be a Pro Bowler and have probably his best statistical year. That offense clicking, getting some big names.
Thanks, John.
It's nice to see the team headed in the right direction.
Well, I didn't think the phone lines were open on this show. We had thousands of questions this season, and it was just a whirlwind on the Blitz and the Mail Sack. Steve, you were part of the Mail Sack and the Blitz almost every week. What was that like?
It was exciting, Adam. I was behind the scenes running the phones, keeping the show under 3 hours for the most part, and having listeners call in was a new thing this year. And it didn't take long for people to really jam up the lines every week. We do like an hour just of solid phone calls to start the Mail Sack. And we got calls from all over the world, man. We were the number one fantasy show in Guam, Japan, South Korea, and some provinces of Canada, I think. And our number one caller, Curtis, managed to get in every single week, too.
Oh, man, I wanted to capture some of that whirlwind, so here it is.
To producer Steve, we did have a call, but I think I accidentally hung up on him. Let me try to get him back here. It's our first call of the season, so you had to expect I'd fuck it up somehow. Go ahead, caller. You're on.
What's up, guys?
Yep. What's up, caller?
Hello there.
Hello, what's your name?
What's up, Curtis Mine?
What's up,
Curtis?
My name is Mike. I call like almost every week.
What's up, Mike?
How's it going, Mike?
What's going on, Mike?
Hey, this is Steven.
Hey,
what's up,
Steven?
How's it going, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going? What's your name, bud?
I'm Nate from Florida, a.k.a. Brady's the
hey,
Bitch.
What's going on, guys?
What's going on, man? What's your name?
How's it going, bud?
Hey, how's it going, Nick?
My name is
Hey, Joseph.
Hey, Joseph, what's your question, bud?
Where are you from, man?
I'm stationed in Okinawa.
Okinawa, that's awesome. All right. Thanks for your service, buddy.
Absolutely.
Thank you for taking my call. I was going to ask y'all about what are your thoughts on Stephon Diggs? If he plays, can he be trusted? You know, especially with the game in London.
You're 7-2 because you listen to the Superwire show.
Keep winning.
I do. I do. I wish I could do you guys a favor and tell more people about it, man. But I really.
I hear you.
You're not the first one to say that.
I hear you.
That's awesome.
Thanks for the call. Good luck this week, buddy.
Hey, thank you, man. Love you guys.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
That's awesome. I've been waiting to hear that statement right there. Like, oh, you're my best kept secret. I've been there. I'm like, I'm not telling anybody about you guys. And then now here I am a part of it. So it's even cooler.
Dude, we're trying to grow and get new listeners. You're screwing us here. What are you doing? Dirty jobs.
Definitely
have a new fan, and hopefully I can help you guys grow on our side of the world. Your information was definitely dead on, and I appreciate it. So thank you very much. Until next time, I'm storing the number immediately.
Is this possible? Hello, is this Curtis?
Yes, it is, guys. What's up? What's up? I mean.
What's up,
Curtis? What's up, guys?
What's going on?
First thing first, I gotta thank you guys. I'm in nine leagues, and I'm in the playoffs in all nine leagues. So thank you guys.
Of course.
So I'm very amped up.
Of course, man.
No problem, man.
Leave me. You guys are my number one podcast. Everyone else is like an appetizer. You guys are the main course.
Well, when you listen to Sleeper Wire, you know.
Oh, when you call every week.
Good results.
Good results.
All right.
Yeah. Can I still hang on, or do I have to hang up?
Well, have we given you a good answer?
Did we give good answers, Steve?
Oh, we gave the best answers. We can't be 100% right all the time, but we were right a majority of the time. And if we weren't in agreement, I think everybody that listened knows our particular play styles. I've said it before. You got your risk guys, you got your safe guys, and you know who you want to listen to. So at the end of the day, you get a lot of information, especially those callers, man. We keep them on for a good amount of time and just give them tons of good information. So that was a long-winded way of saying yes. We gave good answers.
Well, before we jump into the clips, I want everyone listening to know, jokes aside, these predictions that we're throwing out here, these are from weeks 1 to 3 only. So these predictions are from September of last year. And then, you know, anything funny is from whenever. But all the predictions are from the first 3 weeks. And you're going to hear, as people are talking about it, we're going to play some of their best of first 3 weeks of the season clips. It was kind of amazing how well we did Sleeper Wire this season. It was like we could see the future. I mean, I guess that's not hard to do when you have your own soothsayer.
He is a
high risk, high reward.
He took Kareem Hunt in the fifth?
And remember, he's doing his own thinking, so he's going. This isn't just Hoos intuition. He's actually going off a sheet. These are his rankings. He knew what he was doing tonight.
And then Charles isn't there, so I think he has a good chance to take over. So I really like Kareem Hunt.
Sure, but I really like Kamara. I think he's a top 10, top 5 back even, rest of season.
Milo 04, Newton, Wentz, or Simeon rest of season? Once again,
Wentz.
These are guys that you're probably going to be streaming.
I think you could hold on to Wentz rest of season.
I think so too.
Yeah, okay. Wentz looks like he's going to be top 10. I mean, maybe not top 5 like he is right now, but I think he can easily pull top 10. I think he can replicate like an Andrew Luck season last year.
Freeman and Sanders for Antonio and Ajayi.
Yeah.
Which side would you rather have, the Antonio?
Yeah, 100%, especially if Ajayi is just fine and just turns out to be what we drafted him to be.
That's such a different attitude that I have, but the same answer. But I would take Antonio in spite of having to take Ajayi.
That's what I was thinking, too. I'd trade Freeman and Sanders for Antonio on his own.
Yeah, that's right. What Ajayi's a throw-in at this point, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
What, fight?
It just seemed so arbitrarily. Like, it just seemed like it was placed. Like, it seemed like it was designed. I almost want to say the league said, hey, look, man, our ratings are bad. AJ, go hem that guy up. We're going to pay for the fine. You won't get a suspension. We'll make sure you won't get suspended. Even though that deserves a suspension. He can't stop the
profit. What is up, sleepers? You know the name. Hopefully I haven't missed enough shows for you guys this season. Been doing pretty busy stuff. Also chief business officer for Sleeper Wire. You guys know I co-host, do the mail sack with the amazing team, Chris, Mike, Nick, Julian. Man, we even get the Grand Puba in there sometimes. We get Lucas. Man, it's been a fun season, guys. We made it to the championship games. We won rings. They look beautiful. The trophy looks great. And, man, I cannot wait to have this 1 week off and then get right back to the offseason, guys, because we got so much fun stuff planned this offseason. It's going to be great. Sleeper Wire is not stopping. We are year-round. Yes, you don't have to miss us, maybe for a week or so. But other than that, we're going to be here, guys. So strapped in. It's going to be a long, bumpy offseason, and let's hope our keepers don't get injured, right? All right. My best call. So many good ones. So many good ones. I'm toot my own horn, but I think Kareem Hunt was definitely got to be up there. Picking the guy before, you know, while Ware was still healthy. Yeah. So many good ones. Robbie Anderson was a great one until the, you know, quarterback got injured. Man, it's I got to probably, like, go back into the list, the vault of the sleepers in the beginning of the season. And maybe I'll put that out. I'll put that on the website. Maybe it'll be fun for you guys to revisit. But definitely Kareem Hunt. My most memorable week, I would have to say, I think just waking up and seeing that we were in the conference. We sat at the top of the conference semis in the Scott Fish Bowl League. It's our first year. And, you know, we put Sleeper Wire on the map. You know, we weren't on the first page, Scott. You know, I'm going to talk to you about that over the offseason. But, you know, we made some noise. That was a very great moment that I felt, you know, very proud of us as a team. There was a ton of other moments, but, you know, just knowing that, you know, some great fans, analysts that play that league every year. And then our own league as well, you know, our own Pro-Am league, you know, it's our second year doing it. You know, we had a bunch of fun, you know, so I don't know, man. The whole season, I'm sad it's over, but I know that was definitely one that stood out for me. And felt special. You guys know I talk a lot, so my message was probably already integrated in the beginning. We are not going to stop. We're going to be here. We got so much amazing things planned for this offseason. We didn't get to as much as we would have liked to this season. We were so lofty. But, you know, we're still at it. And we hope you guys win some championships. And, you know, I put some money in my own pocket as well, which is pretty nice. You know, listening to, you know, the sleeper community as well. You guys also help us out sometimes. And, you know, we're always on Sleeperbot, Fantasy Life, Twitter. You know, anywhere you guys can find us, we're always there to help you guys out. And, yeah, I mean, it's been a great season. It's been a fun season. I look forward to talking to you guys all off season. Keep it coming. I'm Prophet Hoos on Twitter. I'm Prophet Hoos on Sleeperbot. And I believe I'm Hoos the Prophet on Fantasy Life. Look forward to talking to you guys in the offseason. Oh, man. Sleepers. Wire crew. Man, I love you guys. You guys are my brothers. I truly consider you guys my family. Special. Tear up a little bit. Just give me a moment. Adam, love you, dude. Chris, I love you, dude. You're amazing. Everybody, Mike, Nick, John, that dog that's barking in the background. Everyone, man. Julian, Lucas. I'm probably forgetting people. Super important people. Steve. Oh my God, the best person in Sleeper Wire. The rest of you guys suck. Steve. Steve is so amazing. Thank you, Steve, for everything that you do. You are the rock. You are the heart. You are the soul of us. And Rob. Rob, man. Love you, dude. You know, this was a rough season for you. I know you didn't get to play as much as you would have liked. That hurts us all. Trust me. You know, we're still here. We're still fighting for you, brother. So don't give up on us. We're definitely not going to give up on you. You know, you always wish you won more leagues. You know, it's always fun, you know, but I played in 13 leagues. I've been invited in quite a few. I told myself I was going to do 4, but I ended up doing 13. I made the finals I made the playoffs in 9 of them. I got bounced out in the first round in like 5 of them. I made it to the finals in 2 of them and won 2 of them. So, and one of them I won, which was my, you know, league, not my Sleeper Wire league record, my, you know, before you, your very first fantasy league, you know, with my home, you know, buddies. Yeah, I made my 4th consecutive trip to the finals. And although I was feeling like LeBron James a lot of years, I was able to take it home for the second time in the 4th consecutive trip. So I've been a big fantasy losers all those other years, unfortunately, making it to finals. But I won this year. So, again, thank you, Sleeper Wire team. You guys definitely helped me along the way. And the Sleepers, you know, you guys are awesome. So, yeah, two championships. Would have liked to win all 13, but everybody can't be Curtis, right? Love it. Gotta love it, right? So we'll see you guys next week.
Good choice of music there. Good choice of music there. I like that song.
Yeah. Well, we wouldn't have been able to help out Rob as much as we did without Sleeperbot's support.
My name's Nan. I'm the CEO of Sleeperbot. You guys will know me as Tober Peels on the app.
Happy holidays to everybody out there, all the Sleeper Wire fans as well as the Sleeperbot fans as well. This is our last week of the season, so you know, overall, I think the team's excited about the progress we've made this year, but also you know happy for a little bit of upcoming respite and having our weekends back to be able to you know just have some personal time as well, because obviously you know from August until or even July until end of December, it's football, 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 which is great. It's fun because we love it, but on the personal relationships as well, just not being able to see your family on Sundays and things like that. But overall, we had a good season this year. You know, we rolled out season-long leagues, a lot of different features, added Giphy support, added photo support, added side betting. You know, Sleeperbot's made massive, massive improvements over the past year, and we're only going to continue to do that over the off season. We stumbled a little bit out of the gates this year because the team is still really small and we took on a lot of work. So there's a lot of optimizations across the board that we're working on to make it feel smoother, you know, making the Corvette into a jet plane, if you will, in terms of just how the app functions. We're also going to be spending a lot of time on UI UX design, so how things navigate, being able to jump from alerts into advice into the league, into player research much more seamlessly. So we just recently hired a full-time dedicated designer to focus on that. So you'll see a lot of improvements, a lot of effort being put into just kind of polish around the app. But we're also going to beef up our content capabilities on Sleeperbot, and specifically around you know player research. We're going to add more ways for you to kind of find more information and more detailed information to help you guys win your leagues. On the leagues, this is our first year doing them. Basically built ESPN and Yahoo on snake drafts, which they've had 15 years to refine in one season. You know, give us another year and you'll see what we're able to accomplish. And there's a lot more in store. Some of the things we will be doing, we'll be focusing on making it more animated, adding in more social features like emojis and smack talk and the ability to kind of challenge your friends to mini games in the app. But also just generally more polish around the league experience itself. So making waivers easier, more customizations, improving the draft experience from what it already is, which is already a pretty good draft board that you can project on your TV and host live draft parties with friends. But all of these things we'll start seeing incremental improvements, you know, on a week-by-week basis during the offseason. There's a really talented artist we found on Dribbble who's doing a lot of our animation work. He goes by the name of Chris Fernandez on Click Click Draw. But he's doing some amazing stuff on animations for us that really will add just another level of excitement, you know, while you're watching your matchup screens on game day. We hired a new designer to help with a lot of the polish around the app. She's designing the hoodies and the t-shirts that we're giving away to all of our league commissioners. So those will be sent out in a couple weeks. They're in production right now, and we should be receiving them back to headquarters over the next couple of weeks after the holidays, and then we'll reship them out to all the folks that supported us this year in creating leagues. She's also designing the championship rings as well, and we're getting those made as well and cast. So the initial molds are done, but it takes a couple of weeks to actually work with the metals and build. The expectations for us to build a league this year were extremely high, right? But people were also extremely understanding. So in week two, we had a bug where waivers kicked in a day earlier than they should have, and it had to do with just kind of clocks not syncing from East Coast to West Coast, right? But it's stuff that, as an engineer, you wouldn't understand, right? Unless you actually built it, released it, and saw it behave. There's just so many different permutations of things that could happen. It's like Murphy's Law. You don't know what's going to happen until it does happen, and usually something goes wrong. When we did that, and that bug happened, the team had basically spent three all-nighters in a row coding to make sure the product would work, testing, you know, every which way, and yet it still happened. And it was extremely demoralizing. And so we ended up being extremely frustrated. But the outpouring of support, both on our Twitter walls, also through like the support desks that we received from the community, was just kind of overwhelmingly positive. So that gave us a lot of confidence to continue to keep building. And, you know, on behalf of everybody on the team, just want to say thank you to everybody who did that, who reached out. That was huge. That was amazing, because that was the moment. I mean, we've always known it, but that was just really, really strong validation that Sleeperbot's more than a product. It's a community, and it's about the users and the user experience. And if you look back at how we've grown, we've never sold ads through the product, right? We've never cluttered the experience for users. We've always focused on talking to the community and understanding what the product's evolution should be based on the feedback that they were giving us. And I think the community has kind of resonated that in spades, right? And shown us how important it is to focus on community as opposed to just building products.
Somebody put up, you know, with fantasy football season almost over, just huge thank you to the admin. So I want to read some of the comments that people made on this. They said, for Sleeperbot, you know, thank you to you guys who are Sleeperbot. They said, great app. First place I go for news. Thank you. This app is the best. This was my first year playing fantasy. It's been great. I'm hooked. I'm undefeated. I appreciate the time and effort you guys put in. Thank you. This app gives me an edge. Best app. You do amazing work. Best app out there. Love the admins. Love their dedication. I love this app. I've won 2 out of 3 championships since coming this year. First year using this app. Only started after a friend told me about it. I've gone undefeated from 10th in a 12-man league to first. Thank you. Good shit, guys. People love your app.
I think it's not just the app, though, Adam. I think it's everybody involved, right? And so you asked me to do a shout-out, and the biggest shout-out goes to all the mods, goes to the analysts, it goes to the writers, goes to everybody in the community, right, that jumps into the threads to help people answer questions. It goes to the people who are saying dilly-dilly and having fun, right? I think there's a lot of places you can get news. Let's be honest, right? You can go to RotoWorld, you can go to RotoWire, you can go to Twitter, you can read ESPN. But I think what really makes Sleeperbot special, at least for us, and I think it might for the rest of the community, and I would surmise it does, is the fact that there are people who share a common passion interacting around it together. Fantasy football is meant to be social, meant to be fun, right? It's something you play with your coworkers, your colleagues, same thing, but your family, your friends. There's a lot of smack talk involved. There's a lot of ups and downs. There's a lot of joking. There's a lot of, you know, sympathizing when an injury happens. There's a lot of I don't know what to do's when you're trying to set your lineups, and having other people there sharing those types of kind of emotions and those types of feelings with you makes it more fun, right? That's why people go to a bar. They like to interact with other sports fans. And so Sleeperbot is a shell without the community, without the mods, without the analysts. And I think a lot of that sentiment is not directed at us. It's directed at all of you guys. It's directed at every other community member on Sleeperbot as well. I could be a user posting the same thing. So I could be up there saying thank you. And my thank you is directed back at everybody else who's writing on that post. On a personal side, you know, the best thing that happened to me this year in my league was that I took advantage of 2K's love for Odell Beckham and traded him way early in the season. And so I was able to get... I was able to get Lev Bell and Brandon Cooks for Odell, Kareem Hunt, and Lamar Miller.
Nice.
And that made my season. I was up in our big money league up until the last week, and just had a really crappy week last week and was kicked out of the playoffs, but had a pretty good run up until then. And 2K's a diehard sports fan, and him and I, our rivalry goes back to, I think, like 2001.
So
this,
much work.
This year was the most fun we had at Sleeperbot. Great, happy holidays. Please pass on my best to the rest of the crew.
Well, we ended up getting on Dash Radio this season because of our connection through Sleeperbot, right? DJ Ski, Adrian Peterson, Snoop Dogg, all associated with Dash, and we met Mickey on Sleeperbot. So let's hear what Mickey has to say about this season.
California. I'm in four leagues. I made the playoffs in all four leagues. I had a bye in three of the leagues. One of the leagues was the Dash League. I lost to Chris, so that's the league I didn't make it in. The other leagues, I made it to the finals. And we're going to see what happens. Hopefully, you know, next year I have some rings on my fingers. Trust your instincts. I think as much as, you know, we throw stats and stuff out there, I believe that your instincts are usually the best way to go. So trust your instincts. And if you're in the playoffs, when you are in the playoffs, don't get cute. Best call in the season kind of came before the season. Said this is going to be the year of the rookie running back. And that was just my phrase that I seen used. So many people used it throughout the NFL. And it was going in a great direction. You know, Dalvin Cook and Chris Carson, they got injured. But Kareem Hunt, Alvin Kamara, Freeman and Houston almost starting to go off. I mean, Joe Mixon, Gallman. There's just been so many rookies, running backs this year that have done really well. I think that might be my best call. Nick did a really good job hosting. He corrected me on my English a lot, and I don't really get that. so that was fun side. I beat Nick a couple of times in the Sleeper Wire League. Chris beat me a couple of times in the Sleeper Wire League, so it was kind of like going around. But it was a lot of fun, man. Learning from the guys, Chris with his stats. You know, he narrows everything down. So it was a great season. I can't wait to be back over here doing it again next year. It's been a lot of fun. Thank you, Nick and Chris, for hosting the show with me. He's a really cool guy. Thank you for being a guest host on the show a couple of times. Mike as well. I wish the Sleeper Wire League was finished when I was recording this. I'm hoping I beat your asses this year. And, you know, first year, I win.
Another member of the Dash show was our very own Chris, who is the host of the Great Debates and this season the winner of the Sleeper Wire League of Record. So let's hear from our very own arithmetic orator, Professor
Chris. I've been
Chris.
In love with Keenan Allen for, you know, what, since like March?
Yeah. I'm so happy. He was the most, you know, I was nervous about him the most out of all of the guys coming into the season, and I'm just so happy that, you know, I invested in him and got him in like the fourth round, mostly.
Yeah,
and that was just beautiful.
He might turn into a lot of leagues, and I'm not sad.
Keenan Allen might turn into one of the best values for the draft this year. The issue was third out of all players, all receivers yesterday, and he's just super impressive. And I think the Lions they're going to have a really good passing offense. And I think Matthew Stafford, who also went off this week, could finish in the top 10 this year.
The issue is it just hasn't done anything for me.
Yeah, but the
you should stop issue, listening to us.
Yeah, right? The issue is.
I have a big announcement. If you don't click on this, you won't see how big of a cunt Professor Chris is. I have bullied him for years, and he hasn't stopped being a bitch. And then I immediately tagged. Right, immediately tagged 2K and Man, and then he goes, "Go shit on a platter, cunt, cunt, cunt. You're a slimy, slippery snake. You are the devil, Seymour SW." Which was my old name on there. How's the device ban? This guy can't pay for his rent. You make $5 as a shitty analyst. What's good, cunt? You mad? Bitch. Pussy cunt. I hate Seymour SW. Slimy bitch.
Oh my god. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I will keep typing. You can't give me a device ban. I will keep making emails. How's your device ban? Bitch. Fuck you, pussy.
Holy shit.
I will make your rectum look like a rest stop bathroom.
Professor Chris reading angry tweets is a new segment. I love it.
You know, my best call this season, I was trying to decide between two of them, and it was really a tie for me. So I'm gonna actually cheat and say two of them. The first one was Zach Ertz. If you listen back to, I think it was beginning of July, end of June, we did a great debate, Zach Ertz versus Kyle Rudolph. I got a lot of flack for taking Ertz from that, but turned out to be a great call. And then the other one was when we were doing mock drafts, the Metal Mock Mondays, when it came to drafting Vikings wide receivers, I was telling people in the draft, I was telling Steve and I was telling Mike, and like, listen, I would rather draft Thielen in the 11th than Diggs in the 5th. And that's what I did this year, so next year I'll get to keep Thielen in the 9th round, and I am totally happy with that. My best week was week 15, and it's a standard league,
I had Todd Gurley, Melvin Gordon, and Kareem Hunt all on one team. And those three guys got me 7 touchdowns in a standard. And that was the highest score all season and every single week. In this particular league, the highest score gets $10. So, yeah, got my money back. All right, so my most memorable moment was really beating the same guy over and over this season. I beat Mickey to get into the Dash playoffs, beat him in the first round of the playoffs of the Dash League, and then beat him in the semifinals of the Sleeper Wire League to go to the championship. Rough luck for that guy when he faces me. And for the fans, I just want to say you guys rule. Without you, we wouldn't have a show. I love the interaction between me and you on any social media platform, whether it be Twitter or another fantasy football app. Just being able to have good discussions about start and sit or who do I draft and just general good vibes makes this crazy amount of effort for doing a fantasy football show completely worth it. You guys are the best. To the Sleeper Wire crew, I still want to thank you guys for bringing me on, even though I've been here 2 full seasons now. I love the opportunity that you gave me. I love you guys. Having an open-minded crew really makes doing this show exciting. I love having the freedom to bring up new ideas. I still love hosting the great debates. And I want to give a special shout-out to Hoos, Mike, Nick, and Adam for joining me in those shows this year. I'm looking forward to many more seasons with you guys and look forward to working towards our mission. You know, this season was really, really good for me. I had 12 leagues. Only one of them finished below 500. And as of, you know, when we're recording this, it's looking like I'll be in the championship in 6 of my 12 leagues. Peace.
Man, I hope Chris isn't mad at me for the angry tweets, but that's just too funny, man.
I remember that night. I think that was a Mock Metal Monday when we got to talking about that. And, he dug those up. That was a lot of fun. That show was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed doing that Metal Mock Monday. That was something to do other than watch WWE in the off season.
Well, there's another OG, just like Chris, from Sleeper Wire, and that's Lucas. So let's hear some of Lucas's best moments.
Todd Gurley. So if they can get him a little bit of running room and a few holes open, I think that you're going to see Todd Gurley going to finish very strong this year. I don't think it's a stretch whatsoever to say that he's going to finish as a top 6 back if he remains healthy, which is for every player. Philadelphia was amazing. They had so many. There was so much pressure. It just seemed like the whole game, Kirk Cousins was just on his heels. That was something to watch.
We appreciate you guys so much. We have a blast doing this, and we do it for you, and we do it for Rob, and we really look forward to talking with you guys next year. In my league of record, I'm in first place right now going into the playoffs, and my average points per week was at 120. Standard, you know, one flex, one kicker, I put up 195 points in 1 week. So that was pretty nuts. The person that I played against had the third most points scored that week, and we had the biggest differential between us, so that felt pretty good. I did well in almost all of my leagues, aside from 2. I had 1 league that I did poorly in. I had some David Johnson and a few other injuries that I just wasn't able to quite recover from to make a four team playoff. And then in our league of record, our sleeper bot. League, our Sleeper Wire team league that we did, I had the second most points scored on the season, but somehow ended up in 9th out of 12th place. So thanks a lot, Sleeperbot. Appreciate you for that. I've never seen that or much less had it happen to me. My best call of the season, I'm going to have 2. There's 2 guys that I was really high on, and I'm going preseason because I think these are the things that really help people get through the season. And it was Todd Gurley and Keenan Allen. I was all over Keenan Allen early, and I was all over Todd Gurley, and where they were both going, they have produced better point for point than almost anybody else aside from, you know, Hunt and some of these crazy guys like Thielen and Kamara. Leading into the semifinals, Curtis called and said that he's been listening to us all season, and he is 9 for 9 in the playoffs. And he thanked us for a lot of that. And we had a couple other callers that said as much.
You guys, it's been so much fun this year. We've really buckled down and worked hard. We've had some big challenges to overcome, which we have. This has been a big step for us, getting recognized as a charitable organization and moving from a podcast to an official show. Our producers are great. Our other hosts are great. It's been a lot of fun.
Hey, remember, guys, these are predictions from week 1 to week 3. So, hell of a prediction, Lucas, with Gurley week 1 to week 3. We got another member here next, and I don't even know what to say about him, Steve. What can we say to explain Julian?
Julian is, he's special, man. He's just special.
This goes out to all people.
SleeperWire crew, you guys are absolutely the most hardworking groups of people I have, you know, worked with. You guys, like, day in, day out, we always have somebody to come on for a show, and it's just great to work with you guys. We do a lot behind the scenes, and we are planning to do a lot more behind the scenes for our listeners and for the show, and for, you know, Lyme disease. So I think all in all, and everything that we do is just really awesome. So let's keep doing it. Probably what's most memorable for me on the show. Coming later in the season, how listeners are telling us that they have made it into the playoffs because of us and the Sleeper Wire team. It just feels very, I don't know if there's words that can describe those feelings. It's like the greatest Christmas gift. So, you know, thanks to the listeners, and you know, just keep it coming, and we will provide. We'll do our best. We love doing this, and we do this for a good cause for Rob. And best call I had in the season, without a doubt, was Todd Gurley. I was so high on him early in the season, just because of the situation, and he was not going to have a back-to-back disappointing season. But then everything was just positioned so well, and I feel great about that call. Yeah, the most memorable moment for me, main league, money league, you know, it's my last game, and I needed this win. This is the week, I think week 11. I have Jake Elliott as my kicker. I'm probably down. I'm down just maybe 8 points. Elliott gets a concussion in the first quarter, and I lose. So it's not something that I want to remember, but this is probably what's going to be the most memorable as in my league record. Of not getting into the playoffs. And mind you, I'm probably the third highest in points, but this was very memorable in the worst way. In my league of record, sadly, well, here, you know what? I'll start off with this. In my league of record, I was actually the third or fourth highest points scored. We allowed 6 in our playoffs. Unfortunately, I was 5-6, and that's just due to the bad luck that fantasy brings you, man. The fantasy gods were not on my side this season, clearly. You know, there's always next year. I sound like the Giants right now. There's always next year. And the one thing about my league is that if you do not make the playoffs, you are fighting for the number one spot in the draft for next year. So I'm in the consolation. I'm still playing, still committed. I'm fighting for that a good draft spot. So, you know, next year. Here's to next year. Last but not least, you fans, I just want to thank you again for listening and just coming in I think abundance this year. You know, year after year, we get more and more listeners, and it's just another great feeling for us and the Sleeper Wire crew. So we just like to thank you. We would like to keep you guys around and keep you guys winning some playoff games. And keep winning championships, because that's what we do. And last but not least, before I let you guys go, I will be doing a spinoff for Sleeper Wire, and it's going to be Playboy's Dating Corner. You know, where we're just going to be talking about maybe some advice, personal stories for myself, and just talking about, you know, the question mark in relationships being the women. So tune in that might be – I might do a couple preview shows in our off season. So look out for those.
Can't wait for that spinoff. Hey, Steve, maybe you could be a guest on that show.
I could definitely share some war stories from the dating world, but I'm going to have to change all the names to protect the innocent.
We had a lot of guests in the Sleeper Wire show this year. Want to hear some of them and their predictions?
Of course. That's why I'm here.
Sean Merriman, and you're listening to the Sleeper Wire Show.
Hey, this is Scott Fish from the Scott Fish Bowl, and you are listening to the Sleeper Wire Show.
Please welcome our very special guest today, Matt Harmon. Matt, thank you so much for being on the show today, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good.
It's Grant. Marcus, thank you so much for being on with us today. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. Thanks for having me back on the show.
Hey, no problem. Yeah, we love having you as a two-time friend of the show that makes you a best friend of Sleeper Wire. How does that sound? You want to put that on your resume.
What happens if he gets to three? If we're already a best friend status, like...
I mean, I don't know. Are we popping bottles in Vegas when Raiders move to Las Vegas? Is that what happens?
I was going to say. I mean, do I get like, you know, like on SNL when you host so many times, you get like the velvet jacket or whatever? Like, do I get like a special coat that I can wear around town and show off or something?
I mean, we don't have the budget you guys have, but we can come up with something.
What does this mean, Jake? Help us with this, because everyone is itching to just grab them in the first round, second round still.
No, I'm not taking him to a third, and honestly, it's going to get lower than that if the appeal doesn't come down to something he just accepts and decides to move on, because I'm going to give credit to our dude. We had a guest, Jarrett Behar of Dynasty One Fantasy, who's also a lawyer, and that's why I had him on the show for On Target, and he broke this down, and he said the thing that they're going to do if he decides to go forward with it is try to get an injunction. That's what Tom Brady got, but he doesn't think there's anything there for Ezekiel Elliott because he said the precedent has already been set by Tom Brady. And
HarrisFootball.com, iTunes, everywhere you can get podcasts. Thanks for having me on, you guys. It was really fun.
All right. Take care, Chris. Enjoy your day.
Yep. Have a good one, man.
Thanks, guys.
There. All right, guys. We're going to hit that hotline right now. I know I got a hot trash talk take on there. Let's listen to it.
Check your message now.
What's going on, Sleeper Wire Pro-Am? This is BFTGEO up in the house, getting ready for this weekend's clash between myself and Co-Tidy Britain, whatever his name is. He's a Brit. I don't care. I don't like him. He's probably a good dude. I don't like him. I'm coming for him. I'm going to conquer him like the Revolutionary War when the U.S. conquered Great Britain.
Ooh.
It's going to be like the Battle of Yorktown in October 1781.
Wow.
General Washington leading the troops into Yorktown and sieging and conquering and making the British surrender. I'm going to make Co-Tidy surrender. He's going to wave his white flag. He's going to beg for mercy. And when it's all said and done, the smoke clears.
Here we go.
One person will be left standing. One nation will be left standing. And that will be the USA. The USA. The USA. I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you, Co-Tidy. You're about to get a big can of red, white, and blue whoop ass.
Hell yeah.
Do you understand the words coming out of my mouth?
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm coming for you. I will not show mercy. I will not give you quarters. I will conquer you.
Those guys from Breaking from the Grind, man. They were great, and they helped out with the Blitz. And they were in the Pro-Am, man. And thank you, Steve, for doing those Pro-Am shows. Those were great to do this season.
Oh, no problem. It was fun. A little extra work, but I think the guys liked it.
Another consistent contributor to the Blitz was our rookie sensation here at Sleeper Wire, Dirty Jobs Mike. Let's hear what Dirty Jobs had to say.
Days here. Mike, I believe that you were an Ingram guy.
I love Evan Ingram this year. And as a matter of fact, the more I hear about Odell getting sat or maybe not being 100%, the more and more I get on board with Evan Ingram, because I don't really trust Brandon Marshall in that system quite yet.
Right.
And I don't know if you guys have ever spent much time in the Green Bay area, but I went to Milwaukee for a wedding once and I was there for like 5 days. and I gained like 25 pounds because everything is covered in cheese.
Oh,
and
man.
Those people drink like you would not believe. Like, so.
Right.
Good job. Dirty underwear. Mike, is this one of your cousins? Dirty Dobbs? Dirty underwear? Is he sort of like the black sheep of the family? Like in and out of prison and shit, like sleeping under trees. And...
like, I don't think you understand what you got to do to be the black sheep in my family, but
yeah. Wyoming is pretty boring.
It's a rough place.
I'm still the new guy here, right? And so to me, it's just still so neat, such a cool thing to be a part of. So many good guys, so many smart guys that just work so many countless hours. I mean, it's just such a thing to be a part of, and I'm so appreciative of it still. I still feel like it's my first day all the time. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be here all season long, or all off season long. We're going to be mocking. We're going to be planning ahead. Thank you all, though, so much. I mean, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you guys. And it's just so fun interacting with everybody, helping them make these decisions. Heck, I just got a message right now with a guy thanking me, saying, man, your guys' call with Goodwin over Jamal Williams, brilliant. I think I'm going to the championship, baby. I'm like, yes. Yes, that's what it's all about right there. I really liked my Deion Lewis call. I also really liked the productivity of Josh Gordon. So I guess that's two answers in one. But I really thought that both of those guys came through. It's always nice when you say to pick somebody, play somebody, and they actually can do that. I feel like I kind of came across with a pretty good, consistent rating all the way across the board. I don't really remember any weeks of doing any better than any others. I feel like we did pretty good overall as a team. I mean, there was a lot of times where halfway through the conversation, my mind was changed even by the other analysts. So to me, it was a dynamic group thing, and I still get to be on the team. I qualified. When you're sitting there and you're talking to somebody, you know, 2,000-3,000 miles away, and they're asking you for fantasy advice, man, that's tough to beat right there.
Hey, there's another M in our group. Let's talk about Max. I wish I could have made a clip of him talking about how much he needed a nickname, but instead, we made a clip of how money he was this season. Here comes the money. Money, 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 money.
Dollar, dollar. Once I found out that they weren't going to reduce suspension at all, I was in my mind, I was like, just serve it. Just get it out of the way.
Yeah,
just get it done now.
Yeah.
Because even as if he's on the Cowboys, the actual NFL team, if they're if they have a winning record, then he leaves, and they start falling and faltering, and he's not being able to be reinstated till the second playoff game, that could really hurt the team. So it's one of those things where he's fighting to save his legacy, and he still wants to get the thing reduced. It's not going to. Serve your time. Don't hurt your team. Serve your time. And Dalvin Cook's a better running back, but as a like pass catching back, I think it's Jared McKinnon's bread and butter, and I feel like they're going to need to be playing from behind a lot.
Wow. Okay. So that's like a very high risk upside play. I mean, if you start him,
don't do it. Don't do it. Like, don't start him. But there's a very good chance it'll happen.
We kept saying
hold him. The play calling was garbage. How many wide receiver screens do you need to run?
Okay, talk to me.
He still had 73 yards, too. That's still a good game.
He still had a decent game. And not to mention, I feel like Andy Reid just lost his damn mind. Why are you running trick plays against the Giants?
I don't know.
Just run a normal football-like scheme. You could run a wing T. You could run a Pop Warner offense. And beat the hell out of the Giants. And he's like, oh, we should do a wide receiver screen. Hey, we got 4 yards. Let's run that same play 5 more times. Sound good? Like, it's bad coaching.
It's not saying that I don't like him. I'm just saying this week.
Latavius Murray, if you ever listen to this,
I love
hate you.
I don't. I was, dude, last year, I...
All right. Hey, guys. My name is Max. You know me as one of the main hosts slash co-hosts of the Sleeper Wire show. I guess I'm a quote-unquote fantasy expert. I think my best call was probably that Carson Wentz was going to turn out to be a fantastic quarterback this year. I mean, week-to-week calls, I've had a few good ones. But I think the most impactful on people's fantasy teams was the Carson Wentz call. My best week was, I want to say week 9. It was my 8th win, and it locked me into the playoffs, into my longest-running big money league. And it just felt so good to be in the playoffs that early. Last week of the season, I lost first place to the person I am playing in the championship this next week because he scored 250 points and my team put up 190. And with that 250-point week for him, he set the record for most points ever scored in our league.
For the fans.
I just want to say thank you for everything, for the reviews, the love, the hate, the questions, for everything. I mean, it's weird when you watch people talk about this kind of stuff on YouTube, other podcasts, when they say none of this is possible without you, but it truly isn't, and it's great, and thank you.
The Sleeper Wire crew.
Next season, I'm winning the championship. This season, I didn't do poorly. I did okay. I mean, in our internal Sleeper Wire fantasy league, I was hit with the injury bug, didn't have the best draft, but I'm going against other champions, other experts. So, you know, to be expected, not every year I'm going to win. Next year, I want to come back strong. And our pro-am, we did pretty well, and I'm happy with that. It was great for us, and I hope we do well in the following years. And in my own personal league, I'm going to the championship. So it's been a good year for me.
Thank you, Max. We have two more members of Sleeper Wire left, Steve. The moist voice, the champ that runs the camp, the dad that makes him mad. Let's listen to Nick.
The Sleeper Wire show. Yeah. Ow. Exciting show to be a part of. I am super pumped to be doing this show because it is just week one is almost in the books. Demaryius Thomas is the guy I was fading anyways due to the Broncos quarterback situation. Now, though, I mean, I definitely don't want to touch Demaryius Thomas at all, especially at his current ADP. Right. So, I mean, defenses were unbelievable. So there was Jaguars, Steelers, Ravens, Rams, Carolina, yeah, Philadelphia. I mean, it was impressive to say the least. Cooper Kupp in the great debate. I think he's a guy you definitely have to go get. And I really like what Sean McVay's doing there, at least from what I saw week one. I'm liking what I'm seeing so far. Well, first off, because first off, you didn't even answer the question properly, because it has to be in the form of a question.
I said, was it Alex Smith?
No.
No. That's a question.
Who is Alex Smith? That was it.
What?
We really felt like an episode like this needed to be done to really get the message out stronger. Because, you know, some people maybe don't go to the GoFundMe page because maybe they're there just for the fantasy football information. And we really needed to get the message out because we know how much Rob needs our help. And we know, of course, the Lyme disease community itself needs help. So, right. We're very glad that we could do this today. And again, just one last time, a big thank you to both of you. Hello, everybody. This is Nick Summerall, host of the Sleeper Wire show. You hear me on the Dash Radio show a lot if you're tuned into that. And I'm usually kind of all over the place, whether it's a Thursday show or our Monday night show.
Of course, I mean, those are when we record, breaking the fourth wall here. But I'd like you guys to know that this has been a great season for, I think, all of us here and hopefully for all of you listening. I'd like to brag a little. Yeah, that's it. I'm going to brag because all off season, I was talking about Jordan Howard, praising Jordan Howard's name, saying he's going to be, you know, a fine running back to own. Maybe he didn't do the numbers I was hoping, but hey, he didn't kill your team. He was a pretty consistent option. You always had him in your lineups, and he probably won you some games. So kudos. You guys should have seen the way my season started. It was a struggle. I mean, the two money leagues I'm in, the one, I started off the season 1-4, and I'm now into my championship game. All due to digging in the waivers and pulling up names and just hanging in there. So just because you start off crappy doesn't mean you can't end your season strong like I did. So you got to stay in there. You got to hang with us, and we'll get you there. We'll get you to the championship game like I got there. There was an ongoing joke for the last 6 years that I'd always make the playoffs, but I couldn't break the first week of playoffs in that one league. It's with some of my best friends and, you know, like really close people to me. So, but this year, I killed it. I killed it. I scored, my whole team scored 184 points in a PPR. I had Dak Prescott, LeSean McCoy, Jordan Howard, Michael Thomas, Keenan Allen, Tyreek Hill, Delanie Walker. I mean, the team is stacked. And not only did I make the win my first playoff game in that league, I am now in the championship game of that league. So that has been my best week so far. I think my most memorable moment this year is that out of my six leagues I'm in four championship games this year. So I think this has definitely been my best season in fantasy so far. My message to the fans right now is that I want you guys to make sure you tune in here because we have some of the best to tell you what to do week in, week out with your lineups, whether it's going out and grabbing the waivers, listen to the great debates about players we have that, you know, maybe we're arguing two sides and you guys get to choose which argument you like. And a biggest thing here for us at SleepWire is that you go to Rob's GoFundMe page, gofundme.com/RobJR. Please donate whatever you can. And also, please, we have an episode, a very special episode, where I interview Rob's dad and Judith Wieg from Lyme Disease United Coalition. Please go listen to that episode. It tells you so much about chronic Lyme disease and Rob's story. It's amazing that in our SleepWire League of Records, I totally didn't pay attention to it mid-season, and I'm still in the championship game. So get better, guys. Happy New Year.
Thanks, Nick, so much for everything you've done.
All right, Adam, since you didn't invite me to do a little recording, I just wanted to... I don't make calls, so I'm not going to say my best call. My best week was championship week when I took down five of them out of five, so that's that. But I would like to thank Professor Chris this year, MVP of SleeperWire, I think, starting up the Mock Metal Mondays. It was a fun, innovative live show where we interacted with the listeners in the preseason. We did the mock drafting and the headbanging, and it was just a fun hang. And it really helped me draft this year. Rookie MVP for me was Dirty Jobs, man. He took on a huge workload producing the Thursday show, being a fixture on the Blitz every Sunday morning, getting up early, being on that show, and taking his nickname and making a segment out of it. I love that. And Lucas, also huge this year for being a fixture on the Mail Sack with Hoos. Those two made some 2 hour plus shows, but they got in depth and they really made great calls throughout the season. On the fan side, there's a lot of names and screen names I could say, but to put it simply, in a time where people are easily offended and when just being yourself and having fun can get you in trouble or fired, it was really inspiring this year to talk freely and play fantasy with so many real dudes. It gave me faith that there are still sacred places for men to act like men, and fantasy football is one of those places. And to the listeners and the fans that inhabit that sacred place for me this year, I want to say thank you for being cool, and you're welcome in my listener league anytime.
And everybody out there, you know why we do this. So this season has been really tough for Rob, and we got a clip from his father talking about what's going on. So here's Rob's dad.
This is Rob Canham Sr. I'm the father of Rob Canham Jr., who is very ill, has Lyme and another disease, Lyme disease, and he is the one that Sleeper Wire has been taking care of. He's considered their charity. And I just wanted to be able to say a few words to the followers and users of Sleeper Wire and the people that work at Sleeper Wire. At this point, Rob is really struggling. The last 3 months have been really tough with this disease. Sometimes it's three steps forward and five steps back. But he's been pretty bad the last 3 months, only really been outside or away from the townhouse probably three or four times max. He's actually bad enough to where the original Lyme treatment we were going to do, we've had to delay. And we are now going to do a treatment called IVIG. And that is a treatment that will help boost his immune system. And we need that because his Lyme treatment could make him sick enough to even possibly die. And we need him feeling good. So IVIG is a treatment where they actually take people's good white blood cells and immunoglobulin, and they do an infusion. It takes 6 to 8 hours, and at a cost of $6,000 to $7,000. But the good thing about that is we found out that Medicaid will pay for most of that. So we're hopeful on that. The thing is we have to get through about another 5 weeks before we can get in. There's a line to do this, and we're hoping that this, we're told that it will bring him well-being of 40 to 60% back, which will then let us start to attack the Lyme. So we're in a struggle mode, but we don't give up. And, you know, we're just keep on going down the road. We're fighters, and we're going to whip this thing one way or the other. I did want to say some things to all of the people that use Sleeper Wire, the people that run Sleeper Wire, and the people that have donated to Rob's cause through Sleeper Wire. We are very, very grateful that those of you that have donated money, prayer, thoughts, help, those things are not taken for granted. We love you people for that. And those are words out of Rob's mouth. He's just not feeling good enough to do that. But we're hoping that you all had a great season with Sleeper Wire. And we want to thank you for using that service because it does help us. And hopefully some of you won some championships or whatever. But we just want you to know that your help doesn't go unnoticed and that we're very grateful for it. And we're hoping that we get Rob well and we move to the next person that needs help or people. And that's the goal, and I think it's the goal with Sleeper Wire. And when we get Rob feeling good, then we want to be a part of helping with that. So to all of you, a really sincere thank you for all you've done. And we will never forget it. And also, happy holidays, a belated Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. And we hope you all have the best in the upcoming year. So thanks a lot. Appreciate it. I take care of Rob. I can only do so much work. I can't go do a 9-to-5 job. So I, you know, I drive a shuttle, and I have my own little company. And it's the only way that I can go work and get back to Rob and take care of him. So the money is a big one because it helps pay for medications that Medicaid doesn't pay for. And it also helps with just cost of living for him because Rob cannot work. And then really prayer. And the other thing would be they can write their senators and congressmen and ask that Lyme is brought more into focus, and that, you know, there's a lot of things going on with Lyme disease that
it's not good. It's I'd like to say it's a conspiracy, but they're just the government is not giving Lyme its notice. And to those of you that don't know, there's well over 6 million people that are sick with Lyme, and it's really is an epidemic, but they refuse to look at it like that. So if anybody gets a chance to write a letter or happens to have audience with a congressman or a senator or a governor or somebody in politics, just bringing it up and saying, we need help with Lyme. We need more consideration. We need to get on it. We need to find a cure, because it's just getting worse. And there's all kinds of things that could be done. There's, the CDC and the Infectious Disease Society of America. They need to change their tune on things. They need to understand that it's not a disease that's hard to get and easy to treat. It's the exact opposite. And, Rob's suffering, but there's many, many, many thousands like him that, they don't get help for one thing because of the way the guidelines were written. And so when a big organization like the Infectious Disease Society says 2 to 4 weeks of doxycycline and you're cured and anything after that's in your head, well, then insurance companies and Medicaid think that's all it takes. And so they won't pay for these treatments that cost thousands and thousands of dollars. I blew through my savings in retirement, $4,000 to $8,000 a month, just down the drain. It did help Rob. Some people it helps, but a lot it doesn't. So just really any notice, notoriety, anything you can say to people, write your congressman, tweet Donald Trump, whatever. It's like it just needs to be brought to light. If they can find a cure for Ebola, they can find a cure for Lyme. And it just needs to be more people need to jump on a bandwagon and demand that we get it figured out, because it's only going to get worse. And it's not just a small isolated area. Actually, we live in probably the best area to live in the dry, the semi-arid states, Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico. The ticks, they've never found Lyme in them. But everywhere else, Texas, Missouri, Florida, New Hampshire, Washington State, California even. It's everywhere, and more people are going to get infected. And if we don't get it figured out so that we can get these people treatment and we can have a cure, it's going to be worse than AIDS, really. So anything you can do to bring notice to officials that can maybe affect change and also to talk to people that live in those areas and give them knowledge and say, do you know about Lyme? Now make sure when you go camping that you check your kids for ticks and you check yourself and you check your wife. And if you get bit by a tick, just get in, even if you just take doxycycline, because if that works, if you do it in the first 4 to 6 months of weeks. And so just knowledge. And there's so many people that don't know about it still. And so that's a big help, too. That's going to help people not suffer like Rob. So I think that's the biggest. I know I've long-winded on that, but, that's what we really need. We need awareness, but we also need pressure. We need to press government officials and things like that to get this figured out, get a cure, so we can move on to the next thing that needs it. So that would be my thing in a long-winded way. So appreciate you listening. Appreciate all you've done for us. And Rob and I just want to again say a heartfelt thank you. And we'll talk to you next season.
Thanks, guys, for all of those great clips and those great memories that we're going to have this season. We're going to have a best of an award show. And if you were moved by what Rob's dad said, then go to sleeperwire.com. Go to the GoFundMe page. We're trying to do everything we can to raise awareness. And you can always reach out to us, SleeperWire, on Twitter, Facebook, you name it. We're there. Thanks a lot, guys. For Steve and Adam, we'll see you around.